10 years later, I remember blue September skies. I remember how the city streets were so alive. 10 years later, there are questions that still haunt my mind. Answers that are hard to find. Places that remind me of you. There's a hope, there's a faith, there's love for the whole human race. There's a hope we receive, let's just hold on tight to all we believe. Hope never quits, hope never
welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is No Subtle Error Creeps. And this is especially for today, which is 9/11. I'll be reading from the King James Version of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The Bible, Job. There is a path which no fowl knoweth, and which the vulture's eye hath not seen. The lion's whelps have not trodden it, nor the fierce lion passed by it. He putteth forth his hand upon the rock. He overturneth the mountains by the roots. He cutteth out rivers among the rocks, and his eye seeth every precious thing. He bindeth the floods from overflowing, and the thing that is hid bringeth he forth to light. Ezekiel, I will overturn it, and it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him. Psalms. God, be merciful unto us, and bless us, and cause his face to shine upon us. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. O, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon earth. Genesis. And Joseph was the governor over the land. And he it was that sold to all the people of the land. And Joseph's brethren came and bowed down themselves before him with their faces to the earth. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near. And he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom he sold into Egypt. Now, therefore, be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither. For God did send me before you to preserve life. Isaiah. The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. The zeal of the Lord's will perform this. Psalms. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, from the river unto the ends of the earth. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. And now I'll read
from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Like our nation, Christian Science has its Declaration of Independence. God has endowed man with inalienable rights, among which are self-government, reason, and conscience. Man is properly self-governed only when he is guided rightly and governed by his Maker, divine truth and love. Man's rights are invaded when the divine order is interfered with, and the mental trespasser incurs the divine penalty due this crime. The temperance reform, felt all over our land, results from metaphysical healing, which cuts down every tree that brings not forth good fruit. The three great verities of spirit, omnipotence, omnipresence, omniscience, spirit possessing all power, filling all space, constituting all science, contradict forever the belief that matter can be actual. Revelation 12:3. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 thorns and 7 crowns upon his heads. Human sense may well marvel at discord, while to a diviner sense, harmony is the real and discord the unreal. We may well be astonished at sin, sickness, and death. We may well be perplexed at human fear, and still more astounded at hatred, which lifts its hydra head, showing its horns in the many inventions of evil. But why should we stand aghast at nothingness? The great red dragon symbolizes a lie, the belief that substance, life, and intelligence can be material. This dragon stands for the sum total of human error. The Revelator lifts the veil from this embodiment of all evil and beholds its awful character, but he also sees the nothingness of evil and the allness of God. The Revelator sees that old serpent, whose name is devil or evil, holding untiring watch that he may bite the heel of truth and seemingly impede the offspring of the spiritual idea, which is prolific in health, holiness, and immortality. The serpentine form stands for subtlety, winding its way amidst all evil, but doing this in the name of good. Its sting is spoken of by Paul when he refers to spiritual wickedness in high places. It is the animal instinct in mortals which would impel them to devour each other and cast out devils through Beelzebub. As of old, evil still charges the spiritual idea with error's own nature and methods. This malicious animal instinct, of which the dragon is the type, incites mortals to kill morally and physically even their fellow mortals, and worse still, to charge the innocent with the crime. This last infirmity of sin will sink the perpetrator into a night without a star. The author is convinced that the accusations against Jesus of Nazareth and even his crucifixion were instigated by the criminal instinct here described. The Revelator speaks of Jesus as the Lamb of God and of the dragon as warring against innocence. Since Jesus must have been tempted in all points, he, the Immaculate, met and conquered sin in every form. The brutal barbarity of his foes could emanate from no source except the highest degree of human depravity. Jesus opened not his mouth until the majesty of truth should be demonstrated in divine science. The spiritual idea was arraigned before the tribunal of so-called mortal mind, which was unloosed in order that the false claim of mind in matter might uncover its own crime of defying immortal mind. In the apocalypse, when nearing its doom, this evil increases and becomes the great red dragon, swollen with sin, inflamed with war against spirituality, and ripe for destruction. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. In the vast forever, in the science and truth of being, the only facts are spirit and its innumerable creations. Darkness and chaos are the imaginary opposites of light, understanding, and eternal harmony, and they are the elements of nothingness. We admit that black is not a color because it reflects no light. So evil should be denied identity or power because it has none of the divine hues. 1. Infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man, ends wars, fulfills the scripture, love thy neighbor as thyself, annihilates pagan and Christian idolatry, whatever is wrong in social, civil, criminal, political, and religious codes, equalizes the sexes, annuls the curse on man, and leaves nothing that can sin, suffer, be punished, or destroyed. Let discord of every name and nature be heard no more, and let the harmonious and true sense of life and being take possession of human consciousness. Unfathomable mind is expressed. The depth, breadth, height, might, majesty, and glory of infinite love fill all space. This concludes the healing message and the publicly recorded portion of the meeting. Now we'll begin the meditation and prayer portion of the meeting by listening to In This Very Room.
Quite enough love for all of us, and in this very room, there's quite enough joy for all of us, and there's quite enough hope and quite enough power for faith.
Let's now all pray together in silence for a few moments, then join together in praying aloud the Lord's Prayer. This will be followed by a musical interpretation of the Lord's Prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
Hear our prayer. We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Yes, we do. Hear us now.